Good afternoon. My mic is hot. Happy afternoon. Happy Wednesday. This is the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program's Public Affairs Show. We have some ASYEP staff members in the studio. My name is Megan.
I'm Adele Croft.
And Brendan Gerardo.
And we are in the studio today to tell you all about our 25th anniversary.
Yeah. Boop,
boop. Yeah, so if you didn't know, if you haven't heard, ASYEP is 25 years old.
Yeah.
Yay! Like this fall, right, Brendan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember the exact date, but yeah. Sometime in October, middle of October, will be the official birthday. But we've done a lot of celebrating already, so that's what we're here to kind of recap and tell everyone about. So
yeah, so yeah. We've had kids on the radio for 25 years, and three of those grown-up kids are sitting in the studio right now.
Yep.
We are all alum of the program, which is really special. And this year we marked our 25th birthday by throwing a birthday bash block party. Yep. Outside of KDNK. Does anybody remember the date?
June 7th.
Yeah.
2025.
Beautiful.
If you were there, you remember, and if you are not, you are missed.
Yep. Or maybe you were tuned in,
because
we did broadcast the show as well. So any KDNK loyals were probably tuned in and caught some of the event, I would hope, and some of those from afar, friends and family and things. So yeah.
Yeah, so we had a very multifaceted event. On one end of the street, we had a stage where we had youth performers.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a few panels with alumni, staff, parents, community partners, current DJs. And then we had, Megan, do you want to talk about the activity area?
Oh, yeah, we had a really fun activity area with, we had a tie-dye booth. We had, so people could tie-dye their own ASYEP t-shirt with the 2025 logo, which was really cool.
Yeah.
We had rock painting. Our good friend April Crow Spalding had a rock, she brought a bunch of rocks and paint, and we painted rocks. And what am I forgetting? I feel like there was something else. Well, and then we had a bunch of, we had popcorn, we had mocktails, we had snow cones, cotton candy, food, pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big mini block party that we had. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good energy all day. A couple of cornhole setups and
yeah,
people
cornhole.
Playing cornhole throughout the day. And it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a very joyous celebration, and it was cool to see so many friendly faces there who have been a part of ASYEP history and present.
Yeah, and even, or even just hadn't really been involved. I mean, I saw a lot of people who I haven't seen in a long time, but just came out to support, and that was really awesome.
Shout out to Terry Glassnap.
Yeah.
Terry was in the house.
Yeah. I even had a couple of my friends from Denver came just to support ASYEP, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
And while we are naming people, we would love to thank our food and drink vendors. So Dustino's Pizza Strato. We also had Colorado Snow. Of course, your favorite, all-time favorite, ASYEP popcorn and mocktails.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong there. This event also would not be possible without the support of all of our generous volunteers giving their time up for our program. So we have a long list, but I'll try to make it fast. We would love to thank our volunteers, Stacey Kraft, Whitney Ellis, Isaias Hernandez, Richard Allen, Indy Mitchell, Caden Smith, Chris Hassig, Veronica Lamuck, Ella J., April Spalding, Parker Wilson, Claire Berge, Anne-Marie Zanka, Allison Johnson, Zenobia Todd, Max Mathis, Alexa Garno, Maria Weimer, Penelope Mathis, Charlie Hippensteel, Ozzie Molnar, Sebastian and Mateo, Parker Wilson, Beth Weisong, Sarah Fetishin, and our most important thank you goes to Tracy Strode for countless hours with us running tech.
Doing heavy lifting.
We're
Tracy
so
really,
grateful.
Really showed up, and it wouldn't have been possible without him. He brought the technical mind to the stage and helped us keep everything sounding good, kept the broadcast live. And, you know, at times I would look over and he was kind of my rock, you know. He was the calmest one of us while we were all running around making things happen. He's just planted, chill, you know, just doing his thing. So
yeah, he did.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah. So for the next 25-ish minutes, you're going to hear some of our favorite clips from the birthday bash, moments that really stood out to us, some youth performances, and Megan's going to take us away with our first one.
So I just wanted to recap. So it was really special. Andy Zanka was my uncle. I passed away, or he passed away. I'm still alive. He passed away when I was 9 months old. So I never really knew him, but growing up with AZIUP was really cool. And my mom, Anne Marie, founded this awesome program in his honor 25 years ago. And so she came. She lives in Oregon now, but she was able to come and celebrate with us. So I just wanted to play a clip from our talk that we gave together. This is me and my mom. Alive. Kids today are still dealing with a lot of the things that he and I dealt with. Kids feel unheard, misunderstood, or unwelcome in some cases, even in their homes. But KDNK has always been a place where those kids can find a way to express themselves. That feeling of support and love and community is something that every kid should always be able to have. It's more important now than ever to make sure that programs like AZIUP don't go away. These kids need a home away from home, and it's up to us now to give that to them.
So it benefits kids to be in the station. They learn skills from others. They figure out what you want to say or to play, and how and when to say and play it. Out of the station, our partnerships with schools give kids a wider audience for all they learn and think there and out in the community. And it benefits the community to hear what kids have to say. We all need to be seen, heard, understood, respected. And knowing that people are listening implies that they care. So it's a win-win for everyone. We need to belong, too. Andy had friends, but he was also bullied and excluded. And all of us experience bullying in some form at some point in our lives, adults too. We're noticing bullies a lot since November. So when Andy was a lonely 9-year-old, he wandered into KDNK, and adults welcomed him and taught him radio. And two mentors, former station managers, Missy Bowen and Steve Skinner, were some of those that made a space for him to be there. And he found a place where he belonged. And I wanted to create a place where all kids in the community could belong. And we succeeded. No matter what happens, we succeeded for 25 years. So people are curious about Andy because I put his name on this program. And there are so many unnamed people who struggle every day to feel like they belong, that we never ask about or know about. So this is a place where AZIUP's amazing staff pour their heart into holding space for kids at the station. Got Megan and Brendan and Paige and Parker and Adele and Beth. Megan's been here since she was a tot. We've lasted 25 years because the community seems to believe that getting kids on the radio is a good idea, and they support it. KDNK is a gem. It is unique, and so is AZIUP. Public media is under attack at the moment, but it has a shot as long as the people value independent voices.
Amen, Mom. That was my mom, Anne Marie Zanka, talking at our 25th birthday bash on June 7th. And now, this is not something that happened on June 7th, 2025, but just because we are talking about Andy and Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment, I actually have a clip from his 21st birthday back in 1998. This was 1 month before he passed away. Just him on KD&K, reading the weather, DJing, hanging out with his friend Alpin Badgett here in the studio. So it's kind of a fun thing to just listen to. So give it a listen.
All right. This is KD&K Carbondale Public Radio.
¿Cómo estás?
For the public. I'd like to tell
Nolan.
You. Yeah. I'd like to tell you the 8th Annual Jazz Aspen at Snowmass June Festival has announced that Rafta will provide special discounted fares of just a buck. And that's not a typo. Just a buck from anywhere in the valley to attend music performances in Snowmass. All you need to do is show your tickets to receive the discounted fare. Jazz Aspen has asked to let listeners know that while the reserve seats for the B.B. King show have been sold out, lawn seating is still available. When attending concerts, no coolers and no glass, please. Probably no dogs, for that matter.
No dogs or bottles.
No dogs or bottles in the park. And I can tell you that if you want more information, you can contact 920-5770.
And if you want more funk,
contact
963-2976 and talk to Cotton.
Heck yeah. Give us a ring and give us some twos to play. How's the weather looking outside?
I was just outside listening to your tunes, and I just didn't even think about the weather.
No kidding.
I was just checking out the Cinco de Mayo song.
Oh, there you have it, man. We are the weather.
Going to Lombada in front of the station, you know?
Don't let it out, man. All right.
What we got next?
What we got next? We got a new Beastie Boys tune, man. This is like fresh off the stacks.
Yeah, these guys, a couple years working.
Just to get this album out?
just to get this beat down, brother.
and after that, we're probably going to hear a little Citizen Fish and probably some Public Enemy and some other good stuff. But what we did here was, that was just War, if you didn't know. And before that, we played a little Scottalites and some Herbie Hancock and a tribute to Hound Dog Taylor, which is a good album. And some other good stuff before that, too. But for now, we're going to go into this beat down.
Stay tuned, Main Street.
That's hilarious. I just wanted to, again, that was 1998. That did not happen. So if you're going to Snowmass for the music in the park, I'm sorry to say that fair may cost you more than $1.
It's probably a little bit more than $1.
You yeah. also sadly will not hear B.B. King.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But you know what you will hear? That song on As Yep Radio to this day.
That's true.
It's experienced this revival, and I was just sitting with some younger DJs last Thursday night, and they threw that on. We've still got the CD single that was probably the same copy that Andy was playing. How cool
probably.
Is that?
Yeah. That's the brand, because that's like, there's one song. That's the only song on that CD.
Yeah,
it's probably the master copy or whatever they call it. Yeah, it's
yep.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard that clip before, and it's like nothing short of a miracle that still exists.
I know.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
cool.
It's really cool. For our 20th anniversary, that was the first time in my life that I'd ever heard that clip, and that was the first time that I'd ever heard Andy's voice,
wow.
you know, since he died when I was a baby, but the first time that, like, I was cognitive,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
like, aware enough to know that it was his voice, and it was pretty special, so.
Yeah.
It was Andy Zanka and his friend Alpin Badgett hanging out in KD&K studio in 1998. So what are we going to play next, Brendan?
So, well, let's see. One big element in kind of part of my vision in putting this together was to incorporate and include some of our youth performers. So that... yeah, on the day, June 7th, we had some of As Yep DJs doing live sets, kind of bringing what their regular show sounds like to a live stage and broadcast. So we had DJ PJ doing a live edition of her show, Tunes from the Tank. We had DJ Zelda, who likes to play a lot of like dreamy bedroom pop. So these events were kind of like thread throughout the afternoon. And then we also featured some live performances from singer-songwriters. So we had Sean Hamilton, who is a fantastic GSHS student who we discovered and put on stage for the Carbondale Family Block Party. And he was kind enough to come and play with us and actually played mostly original tunes, which I thought was really great. And then we also featured a duo that goes by XO, and that is consisting of two of our As Yep DJs, Eli and Edie. And they just brought this like really heartfelt, raw duet performance to the stage, and it was just really cool to see. I think it was 100% a highlight for me, and probably for most people in attendance. It was just very warm and awesome. So yeah, I wanted to feature their cover of Plastic Trees by Radiohead.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
We'll take a listen. Let's see what it sounds like.
How's everybody doing tonight? This afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. My name is Edie O'Byrne.
I'm Eli Sorensen. How's this volume sound, everyone?
A green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and fake plastic earth. She bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber plants to get rid of itself. It wears her out. She lives with a broken man, a cracked polystyrene who just crumbles and burns. He used to do surgery for girls in the '80s. Gravity always wins. It wears him out. It wears him out. It wears him out. Like the real thing. She tastes like the real thing. My fake plastic love. But I can't help the feeling I could blow through the ceiling. If I just turn, and it wears me out. It wears me out. It wears me out. If I could be who you wanted, if I could be who you wanted all the time, all the time.
That was
Yeah.
ASYEP DJs, Edie and Eli of XO.
Yep. Yeah. Both of them on guitar. Edie's incredible vocals. They put on a really, really great show. Yeah. And if you're interested in seeing them perform live, they will be playing at Glenn Woodstock, which is coming up next Saturday. I believe that's August 9th. So,
yeah.
And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. I'm Adele Kraft.
I'm Megan Weber.
And I'm Brendan Gerardo.
And we are recapping our 25th birthday bash that occurred on June 7th because the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program is 25 years old this year.
Yeah.
We have been listening to some of our favorite clips from the afternoon. And one part of our birthday bash celebration featured panels with ASYEP staff, alumni, current DJs, parents, community partners. They were also moderated by two of our high school interns, Caden Smith and Zenobia Todd. The panels featured Stacy Kraft, who is a current board member and my mom, Beth Weissong, former executive director, Parker Wilson, who is an ASYEP alumni and is also now a broadcast instructor, Charlie Hippensteel, who just graduated from our program and was also an intern, Sarah Fetishin, who is an amazing community partner and parent.
And co-host of Soul Connection.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. And myself. So those panels were about 20 minutes long each, and they were full of some really great moments. One of which we're about to hear. So this is Zenobia Todd moderating a short section of one of the panels.
All right. We would love to hear from you on more of a personal note. How has ASYEP impacted your life or your child's life?
ASYEP has impacted my life in a way that words cannot even describe because it is... I think it's my home, and I was just living overseas for the past couple of years, and it felt like something was missing, and I think oftentimes that thing is the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program. When I'm not in the building and interacting with people and interacting with our community, it feels like a part of myself is missing, and I think growing up at KDNK, in that community, it completely changed my life, and I hope that the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program is around for 25 more years and beyond, so that my kids can take part in the program too.
It's been a really, really good thing for me to have been part of this and just to have this little community where I can go to this group of people that I know do care about what I have to say. And it's a place where you can go and just know that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you're safe. And it's an awesome community we have here.
When I started out as a DJ, I had this crippling anxiety about just about everything. But in the shows, it manifested as counting down the seconds of every song, waiting for the next one and holding my breath for the transitions, just like tensing up, waiting to make a mistake. But once you start to be told that you're doing a pretty good job, you start to believe it after a while, and you start not worrying as much about messing up, because even if you do, you're still doing a lot of good besides that. And it's changed a lot of stuff outside of the radio as well, helping me have this not worrying as much as I used to.
I like that. I agree with Charlie on that one. I feel like ASYEP has taught me that mistakes are okay and accepted. And yeah, thank you guys. I'm thankful for every single person that's a part of ASYEP and KDNK. When I open the door to the radio station, I feel just like a wave of comfort and safe, and I've felt all the feelings during, you know, radio shows and public affairs shows, and I just feel so comfortable around everyone, and no matter what mood or like emotions I'm feeling, everyone's really accepting and there to listen to me and give me advice, and I'm really thankful for everyone.
All right, that was our panel. Yeah. Well, one of our panels at the birthday bash.
Yeah, sharing about what As Yet means to them. We are all so grateful for the past 25 years of youth radio. Yeah.
And really, really proud of those kids that you just heard from, Parker and Charlie and Zenobia. Really, they're really awesome.
They've grown kids. So much even in just, you know, the year and a half, 2 years that I've been here. It's been really, really great to see. And there's no doubt how valuable this program is. Continues to be for them.
So, absolutely.
So what happens when those kids, you know, like us, grow up in this program, and we get to see them grow up and go off to college, and that's what happens.
So we only have a couple more minutes left, so I thought we would close out by sharing some of our wishes for the next 25 years of youth radio on KDNK. Rapid fire, Brendan.
Yeah. I look forward to to providing more opportunities and platforms for the youth in our community to express themselves creatively, whether through music, art, whatever that is. I just want to back them and lift them up and support them in any way I can. So,
yeah, likewise, I'm really excited to just watch this program grow and continue to integrate itself as a part of our community, because as you've heard from some of these kids, ASYEP and KDNK are a home for youth who need it. So I'm excited to just see that continue.
Yeah,
absolutely. Me too. And I think one of the things that we've talked about recently is that you don't have to be a certain kind of kid to get value out of KDNK or ASYEP. Take me, for example, or Adele or Brendan. Like, even though we all came here from a very young age, our parents are involved in the station, we still got a lot of value out of it, and you don't have to be a kid whose parents is involved in KDNK to get a lot of value out of it. And so I'm just looking forward to growing, seeing the program grow, and being a support system for every young person who needs it, because every young person goes through hardships during middle school, high school, especially nowadays in this turmoil that we're living in. And I just really want to see ASYEP come out of it and get everybody else through it. So,
and we'd be remiss to not share some information. So if you would like more information about the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program, you can visit our website at azyep.org. Thank you so much for listening to our 25th birthday recap show.
Yeah, thank you all.
Have a great day.
This is Bird Note. Safety is everything for birds during breeding season, be it of the eggs, the chicks, and even the mother, so nests must be well hidden. In fact, nests often blend in so well with the background that they're very difficult to see. But do birds deliberately choose materials that camouflage their nests? To find out, a team of biologists from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland studied male zebra finches, tiny Australian songbirds with smoky gray heads, stubby red beaks, orange cheeks, and black and white tails. Peaceful and friendly, they are popular both for research and as pets. The scientists wallpapered the finches' cages with one color of paper. Then they gave the birds two differently colored materials to build their nests. For the most part, the finches chose to build with materials that matched the walls of their cages. But many of the zebra finches also used small amounts of materials that weren't the same color as the walls. This suggests that the birds may have a second way to hide their nests: disruptive camouflage. The small pieces of nesting material that don't match the wallpaper break up the nest's visual outline, so it is less likely to catch a predator's eye. Safety, it turns out, can sometimes be found in plain sight. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.